good morning or afternoon or evening or whatever time it is that you might be listening to this. And welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. I am joined by the smart and beautiful. Notice how I said smart before beautiful.
I did.
I like that.
Noted.
My two lovely women that just light up my life, Jilly and Lo. Everyone, say hello.
Hi, but you haven't even told our listeners who you are. They know.
Oh, sorry, it's Greta. Yeah, you know who I am.
No, yeah, they know that voice. They better know that voice by now.
You guys, we have a really exciting episode today because we're talking about something that I know all of us. This, I think, every human universally cares about this topic, which is like man, women.
Wait.
What?
I think that we should give people clues as to what we're talking about. The first clue
they can
is
guess.
It's all over your body.
Yeah, it's all over your body.
The second clue is it was a really big deal in high school.
The third clue is it can be thick and it can be thin.
The fourth clue is you can change its color.
The fifth clue is you can change its length.
Okay. We get it.
So joining us today, we have, you guys, I've been training to say this beautiful and smart. See, notice what I did there. This beautiful and smart man's name for the past, I don't know, half an hour. So
you did pretty well.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Giorgos Setis, right?
Very good, actually.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
He is the co-founder and CEO of Nutrafol, the premier hair health supplement. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Live studio. Hi. Yes. We're our own
thank
studio
you for
audience.
Yeah. Me.
We provide the clapping.
But we're okay. So excited to have you. Obviously, we're talking about hair. That was the
that's what we're talking about
is that
hair.
We gave you earlier.
Very excited as well. Thank you.
So yeah. Thanks for joining us.
I'm excited to have you on. It dawned on us, you know, when we put together the content for our episodes, we try to come up with topics that our listeners obviously really care about. And we haven't had an episode about our hair yet, and we were like, we have to talk about this.
It's people forget about the hair. They always talk about the skin and makeup. And
we've had lots of beauty experts on, but this is our first, you know, you're our first hair expert.
Hair to me is very important because I feel like it's so easy and not permanent to change your hair. I'm always dyeing my hair a different color, cutting it, keeping it long. It's like my favorite thing to mess around with. I always say if I couldn't change my hair, I'd be like covered in tattoos.
Well,
I just like need to have.
You can do both, like me.
Change it up.
But I love being able to play with my hair. And recently, since I've been bleaching it so much, I've started to lose its luster. It's not as thick. It's
like breakage.
Yeah. And then I started taking Nutrafol about a month ago, and guys, I can feel it.
Yeah, Jilly yesterday had this like big, nice big bun on the top of her head, and I was like, how did you get that nice big bun?
What are you doing to get that bun? No, but
it's true. She revealed the secret, and then we were like, wait, should we have the person they created?
Yes.
And we were like, yeah.
So
that's how it happened.
I'm happy to give you all the secret insights and debunk some myths as well that you should know about.
Oh, I'm excited for myth debunking.
Me too. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know first and foremost what inspired you to start this company. Because you know, right. I mean, I know that hair for men, I think, is more touchy than hair for women.
It's a very sensitive subject for men as well, even though women sometimes believe it isn't. But I appreciate that question because it's the why question, and everybody always asks me what you created and how you created it. But you know, I think the why question is incredibly important. It all actually started with a personal issue that I personally had. I was losing my hair. I'm genetically predisposed to hair loss. My father was balding in his early 20s. Both of my grandfathers were balding in their early 20s as well. So I was very clearly genetically predisposed to hair loss, and I took a very proactive preventative approach to this particular issue. And I basically took an FDA approved drug called finasteride. I took this in my early 20s when I started to thin. And I unfortunately suffered from the side effects of that particular drug. It's pretty severe.
What
are
the side effects?
It's a very sensitive subject. It's quite embarrassing at the same time.
Don't be embarrassed. I have a yeast infection right now.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Welcome to Lady Lovin'.
I love you guys already. But no, it's so basically the drug is associated with sexual side effects. So it's a warning, but there's now actual proof that it can cause permanent sexual dysfunction after discontinuation of the actual drug.
Like erectile dysfunction? Or?
Yeah,
that's right.
What kind of erectile dysfunction?
It's a good question. So
decrease
in libido.
Like your wiener doesn't get hard?
Decrease in libido.
That's what it means.
And actual not being able to get an erection, exactly.
Oh, damn!
Wait, is it still on the market?
It is still on the market. As a matter of fact, there's a class action lawsuit in Canada at the moment. There's a class action lawsuit in Europe at the moment.
For this reason? For
this particular drug, correct. Exactly.
Wow.
It's a drug that millions of men actually take in the United States. They also give it to women, believe it or not. Which is even more devastating.
I thought that this was the one that, like, as a lady, you're not supposed to touch.
That's exactly the one it is. Exactly.
Wait, really?
Then, yeah, pregnant women aren't supposed to handle it.
I thought that's Propecia.
Is this
the same?
It is.
Finasteride
is generic. Finasteride is a generic name. Propecia is a brand, right? So the difference. But that's exactly the pill that, you know, the pharmaceutical I'm talking about. They give this now to a woman postmenopausal that suffer from hair loss. So if you go to a doctor, if you suffer from stress-related hair loss, hormonal-related hair loss, or just hair loss due to aging, and you go to a dermatologist as a woman, they typically prescribe you either a biotin, a minoxidil, which is a topical solution, or a finasteride, depending on how severe your condition is. We're going to talk about biotin for a second because I would like to give you some interesting insight as far as that concerned. But
yeah, I know what biotin is.
Yeah, all my girlfriends always were like, take biotin, and I never did.
It's incredible that... there's no scientific evidence that biotin actually contributes to healthy hair growth. There is scientific evidence that it contributes to nail growth, but there's no evidence, for actual hair growth. And we had Dr. Kogan, that is a part of our team, that she did a lot of research on biotin. It's a basic vitamin and mineral for hair. And it's a billion-dollar industry, and women take an excessive amount of biotin every single day, and there's side effects as well. There's women that report that actually experience breakage in their face, etc.
Breakage in their face?
Breakouts.
I'm like,
breakage in your face.
I just pictured a statue like breaking in the face.
I know, oh my God.
Okay, so biotin causes breakouts. Well, this is funny that you say this because my only experience taking hair pills, I took Viviscal.
Interesting.
And it made me break out, and it made me sick, and I hated it.
It actually sounds familiar because a lot of women report that with Viviscal as well. Viviscal is a basic vitamin and mineral. It's fish collagen, some amino acids, and vitamin C. So what we do, to dive into, very briefly what we did. So we're using nutraceutical ingredients.
What does that mean, nutraceutical?
It's a good question.
Can you define that word for us?
Absolutely. So the
and our listeners.
The nutraceutical industry, it's a pretty large industry. It's a new industry. So nutraceuticals are basically, I define them as very potent naturals. These are extractions from naturals, almost like pharmaceutical grade naturals that are actually clinically proven in human clinical trials that can actually contribute to something healthy, right? So in our case, we're using nutraceuticals to target the underlying triggers and the underlying causes that lead to loss, thinning, and unhealthy hair growth. the supplement industry in the United States, unfortunately, is pretty unregulated. So there's a lot of stuff in the market that simply doesn't work. Taking a vitamin C or taking some vitamins doesn't necessarily mean that it gets absorbed by the body or that the actual actives are still available in that particular pill or supplement. So the bottom line is that we try to do it in a complete different way. So we have a third-party manufacturing facility in Florida. We identified some ingredient partners that are specialized in specific ingredients. There are 15 patents associated with the ingredients in our formulation, and we make sure that
15.
Yeah, the 15 patents actually. Wow. These are all nutraceutical ingredients that are actually clinically proven to address some of the root causes. And one of the major causes that we needed to address is stress, right? So we're all stressed, right?
I'm stressed every minute, you know?
All the time.
Even when I'm sleeping, I'm stressed.
Same here. Actually, at the root of insomnia is stress, right?
Yeah.
But at the root scientifically, so at the root of stress, what is at the root of stress is the elevated cortisol hormone, right?
So my whole life is about my elevated cortisol hormone. I have inflammation problems.
I did this spit test once, and it was like, your cortisol is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like shooting through the roof, like at the wrong times of day.
It's interesting you mentioned inflammation. How did you connect cortisol with inflammation?
Because that's what makes you inflamed is when you have too much cortisol going
not
in your
a lot
body.
Of people know that actually
well
I
when
appreciate
you
that,
when you struggle with like I have lupus and my biggest problem through that so I mean some research I went like full psychotic on like figuring out you know
right
and before I was like really anti medication initially so I know that this is all plant-based right
yes
which
exactly.
is plant amazing medicine. And I really believe that if you have the time to treat your issues with plants and herbs, I think that that's incredible
way,
and you can open up so many doors. But, you know, you can also have such an extreme issue that that won't really help you. So for me, with when it came to my lupus, like there came a point where I had to be like, okay, I can't walk. I definitely need to go on a drug that's stronger than like 9,000 milligrams of turmeric and like every other anti-inflammatory thing that I do. That being said,
very interesting actually. I will give you some insight as far as that concerned as well.
Please,
you
know, I'm always interested.
That's a different topic, but
it is.
My business partner is he actually has rheumatoid arthritis.
What I have is lupus, which is rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. Right. It sounds like a Dr. Rupus? Seuss character.
It actually sounds like a dog breed that they just like,
I know,
put together.
A rupus.
Yeah.
I'm a rupus.
Like I have a rupus.
I just like to think like I don't have any problems and.
You don't.
You know, my clairvoyant told me that I would outgrow it. So that's really what's important here. But I do like how this is all plant-based because I think for so many people, for me at least, and I know Lo and Julie would agree, like taking, you hear about all of these like hair growth and nail growth and all of this stuff and you take it and you're like, what am I actually?
Yeah, you're like what am I actually taking? This? Like, exactly. This isn't like a life or death situation, but it is something that will make me happier. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like you just.
Or less stressed.
Exactly.
But does this.
Can we go back to talk about the stress
yeah.
within your loss and like what you have put into this to address that?
That's a very good question. So we actually first to market that is using a ashwagandha. It's a standardized ashwagandha that's actually clinically proven. It's an
is that a root?
What the fuck is that?
It is actually an ashwagandha. It's an Indian herb, and it's actually the one that we use is an extraction from the actual leaf and the root. They actually have two patents on this particular nutraceutical and. It's used by the Indians for a very, very long amount of time and it's been used to combat stress, but there was never scientific evidence that it can really, truly decrease the cortisol levels. So we partner up with a company in India. They have a fantastic facility here in the United States as well. And they actually patented a technology, an extraction technology from the actual leaf and the actual root, and they extracted this phytonutrient within this plant And in a human clinical trial, a few of them actually they did, it was actually shown to decrease cortisol levels with about 30%+ in about 2 months.
Wow.
So it is for the first time that there's actual scientific evidence that...
I want that.
It's a fantastic ingredient. And it actually, you sleep better, you build resistance to stress. And it's a fantastic ingredient for the side benefits of this product. So we use it, you know, we all understand that anecdotally, we all knew that stress was somehow related to hair loss.
Right.
But now there's actual scientific evidence, the actual hair follicles, and we did this research with our scientific advisory team. The actual follicles have cortisol receptors. So now, you know, there's actual evidence how stress is implicated with hair loss and thinning hair, unhealthy hair growth in general, and how that actually disrupts the actual hair growth cycle. To your point, inflammation plays a very, very big role in that as well. So I actually appreciate that you connected these dots, because we have a very potent anti-inflammatory in the formulation. And many times people ask us why do you use anti-inflammatories for hair loss formulation? And our entire research is based on inflammation, and that's why we've been endorsed and embraced by the medical community.
Wow.
You know, at the moment, because you know, the elevated DHT hormones and the cortisol and the free radicals due to aging, etc., eventually lead to this inflammatory cascade that disrupts the actual hair growth cycle. So I can get very scientific.
Whoa,
but I don't wanna bore you too much.
No,
with it.
No, it's not, it's boring. Just some learning.
I mean, sorry. I was just going to ask, if people want to do a deeper dive into that kind of information, is that available on your
website?
It's
all available on the website. There's a science section. We are very transparent with our science. Again.
Okay, cool.
It's
Nutrafol.com.
Nutrafol.com, Nutrafol. So Nutra from nutraceutical and Fol from follicle.
Okay.
And I just have a question. For this stress stuff, is that, that's like just related to hair loss, correct? It's not, or is it also like, I don't know, like if I have stress and, you know, it affects other parts of my life, is it just the stress that's related to like you losing your hair, or can it help with all around stress? I didn't even know that. I thought it was specifically just for hair.
It's a good question. So we really believe as a company that your outer beauty is a reflection of your inner wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a supplement. So at the end of the day, you're dressing your inner wellness, and it reflects your outer beauty. So there's not really a way, unless, you know, you apply something topically which is not even going to penetrate your scalp.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not really a way to only specifically target hair follicles from within, right? But
okay.
Am I going to feel, is this going to become like a Xanax situation?
Not
at all. Wait, actually, weird thing. Yes. To help me go to sleep.
Weird thing.
No, it doesn't make you sleepy at all. It really, the way you should see it is it brings your body back to homeostasis. You know, you build resistance to stress. So it's an adaptogen. It's a stress adaptogen. So, you know, meaning if your cortisol levels are through the roof, it's going to bring it back to homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
If your cortisol, you need cortisol to function properly, right? So you don't want to oversuppress it. But that's why these plants are incredibly intelligent, right? So if the actual cortisol is low in your body, it's actually going to elevate it.
Interesting.
So I am reading that cortisol contributes to belly fat and chin acne.
Yes, indeed.
And sugar cravings.
Is this why I have a sit on my chin today?
I was going to be like, this explains my existence,
you
my
guys.
Belly fat, my chin, my
yeah.
chin acne.
So funny.
I've been taking this for like a month, right?
Uh-huh.
And haven't you noticed a difference in me? I've noticed a difference in myself.
I'm going to say,
no, I just mean like in my like,
belly fat.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean in my overall, like, that's really funny that you say that. Besides my hair, I do feel really great.
That's great. Huge ass bun yesterday. I was like,
Jilly, you've been doing a lot of self work.
I really have.
And this is a part of your,
another addition.
This is a supplement to yourself,
but
in your self work.
It's so funny that you say all that, because I swear to you, have just been feeling so much better in like levels the past month.
Maybe really awesome.
Maybe this is like my
OD on this shit.
Seriously. I'm not even kidding.
So
it's a very healthy solution, and especially, you know, men that often associate ingestibles with side effects due to this drug that is so incredibly popular. This product, Nutrafol, has fantastic side benefits. So to your point, to belly fat, we cannot make that specific claim.
Right.
But yes, by rebalancing cortisol, eventually you combat that as well.
This sounds like a miracle drug, kind of. Is it?
Well, it's not a drug.
You know,
It's a miracle nutraceutical.
It's a perfect cocktail of plant-based ingredients.
Yes.
I like the word cocktail, actually. And
I like your packaging. It's so pretty.
Yeah, it is really pretty. I do have a question, though, to get back to you.
Sure.
Okay, sorry, you guys. I was just adjusting my life. You have a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, you do.
And is this because of Nutrafol? Because you were saying that you struggle with thinning hair, blah, 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 blah.
Correct.
I just want to let all men out there that probably aren't listening to this know that I have a bald boyfriend, and you can be very sexy. If you have shit hair and it's beyond the point of return, just get rid of it. Just take it off your fucking head.
Do us all a favor.
You know, the one thing about bald men, always have really great bodies.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one plus.
Well, not always, but...
I was going to be like, not always.
I know sometimes.
Okay, the young bald men that I know have really good bodies.
Yeah, my boyfriend has a totally fine body. I mean, he's
in such great shape.
He looks great. I love him so much.
So is he thinning, or is he far gone already?
He had shit hair, and it was really... I mean, he started losing his hair, I think, when he was like... I think he started losing his hair in high school.
He started getting
thinning hair. And
her boyfriend kind of looks like Jason Statham.
Yeah.
He's got that vibe.
Yeah. Well, his hair is gone. It's like he's beyond the point of taking a...
Does he still have some hair that he would like to keep?
No. I said, when we started dating, I was like, listen, whatever you have popping on your head right now needs to just be... Take that shit right off
my waxes right now.
But then, I don't know. He looks great, bald.
I'm sure.
You said that you had thinning hair. Your hair looks so thick and luscious now. You have this hair.
No, and you're absolutely right. I just, I truly believe in taking a preventative approach. Mm. There's no such thing as a magic pill out
like
there.
Like Botox.
You know, it's the same with Botox.
I was obsessed with Botox.
You know, I love Botox.
Me too.
Me too.
All of us are like, yeah,
I love it. Am I the one who's never done Botox at this table?
Let's hear it.
Okay, fine.
We're going to change
hair
it.
Loss.
Hair loss. Hair so loss. Now you have, now, so you are saying that, like, why not just take Nutrafol? It's a supplement.
It's incredibly healthy for you. And, you know, our job is to educate.
Right.
You can do something to prevent hair loss. You can, as long as you're early stage and as long as you stick with it and you use it and incorporate it into your daily routine. It's incredibly healthy for you, so you're going to experience all the side benefits as well. So there's no... they should not be a barrier whatsoever. But yes, to answer your question, I was thinning. I took the drug that actually worked for me, but I sacrificed my health.
Right.
I took it for 9 years,
Whoa.
The actual drug.
Wait, hold on. Know? Do you still have health issues?
I'm good now.
Okay.
Thank God. Appreciate your asking.
Exactly.
So, I mean, look, it would be like sad to let such a beautiful man not be able to have sex.
It's a problem, right? It's a problem having a good set of hair and not being able to perform. Right?
Yeah, it is.
I agree with that. But it was, you know, we're joking about it, but it's it was a very, very big issue in my life, and that's what really motivated me to close down my engineering firm here in New York and pursue this with a fantastic group of people, doctors, some scientists, and some entrepreneurs, like my business partner, Roland Peralta, that came from the hair care industry. Mm-hmm. You know, we really tried to empower women and men with information to really make smarter and healthier choices out there.
Cool.
You know, that's really our mission.
What kind of engineer are you? What type of engineer
are you? I have a mechanical engineering background, but I specialize in product development.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
I also, one last thing I was going to say about the product is I like how there is, it's separate for women and men, because you really feel like then it's targeting your needs, not specifically like, I feel like most pills aren't divided up like that, you know?
Right. And, you know, that's another thing. When we looked at the market space, we recognized that a lot of formulations are unisex. But when you dive deep into the science, you recognize that men lose their hair for different reasons than women.
Is that hormonal? Is that... Yeah.
For men, 98%, it's the gene hormone. It's the DHT hormone that leads to hair loss. But it doesn't mean that you can combat that specific hormone with a powerful nutraceutical. So that's exactly what we do.
I have a question. Why are some men bald on their head, but they can grow a full beard?
That's my boyfriend. That is my boyfriend.
Do you know the answer to that?
Yes, it has to do with the actual DHT hormone. It's
very specific.
Yeah, the DHT hormone impacts the actual hair follicles on the scalp.
That's what I couldn't understand.
For some reason, I thought you were
going to
talk about the hair down there. Not
that
the beard.
Too.
Well, hold on. My boyfriend, he's fully bald, but he has like a thick beard, mm-hmm. and he has like chest hair. But he has no hair on his, he doesn't have hair on his back or anything like that, and he doesn't have hair, like hairy arms. And he was telling me about how he was like, in high school, my legs were so much hairier, and now they're like not as hairy as they were. But I would think
confused. You're like, why do you have hair with one place and not
yeah, because I'm like, okay, well, if you're going bald, like, on your head, shouldn't that kind of mean that you're going bald
everywhere?
But I mean,
he has eyebrows, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, alopecia.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but...
Alopecia universalis. Yeah, no, exactly.
It's
no,
true.
Thank God he doesn't.
It is interesting, too, because, like, the last guy I dated was very concerned about the hair on his body.
Mm-hmm. Did he shave it or laser?
Lack of it or
no, the amount of it. And I was just like, just chill. Like, you just got to do
he
you.
Greek?
No, he was foreign, though. That could have been why. But I just...
You
yeah.
are Greek.
I'm Greek, know. But I got lucky, to
but
be honest.
But I guess, yeah, you know, men are really...
It's the Dutch part that kept the hair away.
But men are really sensitive
we
about
have this
their
heritage.
Hair.
Sorry. I'm just excited to talk about our shared heritage.
It's true.
I'm just, you know,
well, I think that it's hard for you to be half Greek because Greek men, you know, they have these thick fucking heads of hair and really big egos. So it's like...
Not really. You know, actually, I recently read a statistic that, you know, the balding, the percentage of balding men in Greece is tremendously high in comparison.
Do you think it's the stress?
It's the economy,
point,
guys.
Exactly. So
no, seriously, it could be.
Exactly. And what we do as a company, which is important to note, is that hair loss and thinning hair is multifactorial. So it multiple factors. So it's the stress, it's the hormones, it's the aging process, it's the free radicals, it's the inflammation. All these factors need to be addressed.
Free radicals freak me out.
Me too.
You guys, part what's aging, a free right? radical? Tell me more.
Would you like to take it away?
Well, it's, you know, I can get very scientific, but it's
go
these,
light scientific.
It's these, you know, bad molecules that destroy, you know, pretty much everything that's good in the body.
So, but like free radicals can be in like, free radicals can occur in like almonds, for example, if they're like heated for too long and mm-hmm. If the temperature of something that you're eating, for example, like corrupts the structure of the food, if that makes sense, like free radicals can be created and then ingesting
the structure,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Crazy.
And there's, you know, the way to perfectly combat free radicals is taking antioxidants, because free radicals eventually lead to oxidative stress in the body. So taking powerful antioxidants that are clinically proven is key for aging, for hair, for skin. And there's a lot of skincare that use antioxidants as well. So it's definitely a big part of this equation.
Yeah.
What do you think about like shampoos and conditioners? Do you think that those make a huge, huge difference in your hair growth or thickness or like body?
It goes back to what we really believe in. If you really need to, would like to address something effectively, you have to do it from within. Hands down. I'm not saying that topicals don't work, but the reality is that they do not penetrate the skin.
Right.
So, of course, for hair health.
So should I just be buying shampoo at Rite Aid, or should I be buying my fancy salon
stuff? No,
style?
I would definitely recommend shampoos with no sulfates.
Right, sulfate free
Free for sure. There's some fantastic shampoos out there that have some good evidence that actually, slightly penetrate the skin. It's a gray area, but I would definitely recommend some good shampoos with at least some scientific evidence, sulfate free for sure as well.
Okay, great.
And it's gonna contribute to it's a 1-2 punch, right? You're taking a fantastic supplement and using a good shampoo is only a win.
Amazing. Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
I think it's time to explore, but I know that the lovely people at Nutrafol want to give away some product to our listeners, which is really exciting.
Yes, so exciting. You guys have to do it because honestly, I'm about to take this shit every day of my life.
I
have crap hair.
And if you guys want any testimonial, just send me a direct message and I'll tell you how much I love Nutrafol.
Just slide into Jill's DM. So for people to get a free 1 month supply of Nutrafol, men and women, right? There's like a men's formula and a women's formula. You go to Nutrafol.com/ladylovin. They have a special page set up for our listeners. And the first 100 people that do it are going to get a free 1 month supply. So all you have to do is enter your information with the code LADYLOVIN and press send, and they will send you a free 1 month supply, free shipping, the whole deal. So
that's free, incredible,
which is really cool. That's so nice of you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also, ladies or men who are listening, if there's a man in your life that you think needs to probably participate in hair health, which a lot of men do, just get it for them. It's free, and you should actually just do your person a favor, whether they're your brother or your boyfriend or your male friend.
It's a fantastic gift to give to somebody.
I have a question before we actually move on to sexploring. But this could be part of sexploring.
Okay.
Just like Greta said, if there's a man in your life that you think could use a little help in this area, how would you suggest a woman engage in this conversation or approach the conversation?
It's a very good question. I had this question actually, as some people ask me at some upscale salons where we're selling, I think the best way, guys, is to just give it to them. You know, it's a fantastic gift to receive. It's healthy, and it's about taking control. And you know what you said to your boyfriend about shaving his head, it's perfectly fine as well.
And now he feels really great.
I'm sure
Greta is very outspoken, so I don't know if she would have a problem discussing things.
But you know, you can as a woman, you know whether it impacts a man's confidence, and some men don't care so much, but some people actually do. So if you are able as a woman, and I've seen it many times happening, if a woman provides their man with a gift like this, it can really change their life. It should be appreciated by the man, and they should not really see it as an insult, for instance, right? Because it's not a drug. It's gonna increase his libido, maybe. So
like a libido increase. Let's talk about libidos. Oh wait, one last thing I was gonna say. Sorry. It's just that if you're taking it, then he'll take it too. You know what I'm saying? So you can be like, oh, I'm taking this, and I'll be like, and I got it for you too, and he'll be like, oh, cool. And then your boyfriend will be hotter.
And then you'll just have sex.
And then you'll just have a ton of sex because you guys will just be really horny.
You'll just have great hair and just want to throw it around.
Yeah, so in our sexploration, we're talking about hair and confidence and libido, I think.
Yeah, confidence in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
ways you can become more confident, I guess.
Well, you really had a traumatic situation happen to you.
I did.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about that? Are you open about that?
Sure. No, I'm pretty open about it because I don't have the issue anymore, which is, makes it slightly easier to talk about.
This is actually, I'm interested in talking about this because I think a lot of women okay, like, I think that I've been with a guy that's struggled with erectile issues, and I felt like it was my fault.
Right.
Can you just, like, debunk some of that for our female listeners for a second? Like, when you had your erectile issue, were you, like, sleeping with women? How did you feel? Were you really depressed? What was going on?
Definitely lost all my confidence. It's incredible what that does to you. And in full transparency, not being able. First of all, it's a psychological thing, right?
Right.
It's like a woman that, you know, orgasms, right? It's the same thing. It's like there's so much more involved than just sex, right? Often, at least. but you know, for a man as well. If a man, in my case, when I lost my libido, it destroyed my entire confidence. Completely. And it affected, as a result, my entire life. So, you know, to be more specific, if you're not able, if you know you're not going to be able to perform, you're not even going to get there. You know, you're not going to even try. Because it's this downward spiral of insecurity, right?
So you didn't even, like, go on dates or anything?
You know what? It's a good question. It's you're even demotivated to go on dates.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. It's
well, it's depressing.
You know, it's very depressing. It really, really is. And imagine this could be permanent, right? You know, and I know people that experience that as well. So it's a very serious issue. You know, of course, now we've got Viagra, right? So you know, you can combat it with something, but taking that on a young age and a constant basis is not good for your health either, good for your confidence as well. So I hope I answered your question, but it's incredibly sensitive for men, you know, to lose, you know, then their
I think it's a sensitive thing for anyone. I think women too, men and women,
right.
No one wants to feel like they're not and feeling sexual, like,
right,
they don't,
like,
have
your
a
vagina
libido.
Like, can't get wet or something.
Yeah, it's
like,
really shit
terrible.
Feeling.
And to your point, you actually hit a good point, is that, you know, as a result, the woman is going to think, okay, is it me? Is it,
right.
You know,
totally.
Who is it? And, you know, and then you're getting into this other downward spiral.
Right.
Where, you know, it's like, try to explain, you know, your actual issue, and the more you talk about it, you know,
the more unsexy the sex is.
You know, the worse it actually really gets. So I've seen actually people, you know, fortunately splitting up due to these type of reasons. I had a friend in Paris, actually. She had this conversation about, I actually shared my personal story with her. And she was like, oh my God, my boyfriend was on that drug as well. And I always thought it was me.
There you go.
You know, and a lot of men are actually not transparent about the use of this particular drug.
Of course they aren't.
Yeah.
You know? Of course they aren't.
So, you know, that's another issue. So, yeah, it's
they're like, it's the whiskey.
It could be possible.
It's like, actually,
no, it's the propecia.
Yeah. Or like, oh, I'm just tired.
If it doesn't reform,
like,
just
exactly.
Look at his cabinet, you know, and see if there's some pills there, you know.
Oh my God, you guys, men aren't, they're gonna blame it on you, but really, they're just balding.
Really, they're just insecure.
Yeah, they're just insecure and bald.
Right. It's it's very, very tricky. So
it's very interesting. I went on a couple of dates with somebody, and when it, like, got down to, you know, doing the business each time, like, it just wouldn't happen. He could, like, get hard but not stay hard, and we didn't see each other for that long because I think that he was really embarrassed. And, you know, I would, like, talk to my therapist about it, and he was like, well, he's probably on some kind of medication that's, like, affecting his, you know, body or whatever. And I mean, we didn't have enough of a connection to continue to date and for me to, like, really, like, do this deep dive into this person's, like,
right.
background. I didn't feel it was appropriate because it was, like, a new relationship. But I still wonder to this day. I'm like, I wonder what it
you
was.
You want
to
know what? Why don't
or
you send him this
me?
Link?
Am I just gross?
Send him the link.
I just snorted.
Send him the link and the code and be like, hope you're having a great summer.
Nah. Julie, you just made me snort.
Greta, I'm thrilled about that.
Lo, I've had that happen to me too.
Are we just gross?
No.
I've had that happen too. I think every woman has dealt with that for one issue or something.
We are
not gross. I never thought it was me. I was just always like, bye.
Listen,
I always think it's me.
No, it's never you. To all of our female listeners,
God, what am I doing wrong?
It's never you.
It's complicated. There's so many things that go into all of it.
Also, it's never you. If the person can't perform, it's not you, it's them. And we all need to think about how mental our shit is when we're having sex. And they're going through the same thing. So it's like the times where I haven't been like horny, it is because the guy is disgusting. No.
Always blame the guy.
Yeah, I'm like, it is because they're awful. No, but women are always perfect. That's the cool thing about being a woman is that we're always perfect. Yeah. So,
but I think, I kind of
agree with that.
Yes. People forget too. I think probably because it's like, you know, harder for women to have orgasms than men. That it's like, you know, easier for men to always perform perfectly, you know?
Right,
so I think that there's, like, that conversation's lost.
Yeah.
But we're opening it up, guys.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I think as women, we have this, like, high expectation of a man. It's like, why can't you get hard 3 seconds? Like,
yeah.
Well, come on, dude. It's a sensitive subject. It's hard. I know a lot of people.
No pun intended.
I know a lot of people that are... Like, you know, that come to me and say, man, and, you know, that has nothing to do with medication, but it could be stress. It could be many factors in a city like this, right? And insecurities. It's like,
it could be,
you know, I lost my libido. You know, what's happening with me? It's my age.
But now it's back and you are fucking.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, are you single or are you taken?
I actually have a girlfriend. Yes.
Oh, because I was just thinking that we could like put you on our grams and
and be like, ladies, get in line for this hair guru.
Don't slide into his DMs.
To slide into people's DMs.
Don't slide in and hit on him, but you can slide in and say
compliment
thank you
his product.
For creating this beautiful thing that's helping so many people.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I feel like we didn't even tell you. Because we were all excited about talking about nutraceuticals and
I love that word.
And
me too.
I know what a nutraceutical is.
It's such a nice word to say. We didn't even tell you about the most important part of our show, which is the actual Lady Lovin' aspect. Mm-hmm. At the end of each episode, we let our guest choose a woman that they admire. And if you need a moment to think about this. I know.
I appreciate women in general.
It can be any woman. They don't need to be famous or whatever. They can be dead or alive or anything like that.
Or imaginary.
or your fake friend. Yeah. Or
a lot of imaginary.
I have a good idea. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to come up with your lady. Mm-hmm. And while the clock starts now, by the way. While you're thinking, I'm going to remind all of our listeners that Nutrafol is giving away free product to the first 100 people, right? 100 people that go to Nutrafol.com/LadyLovin. You just enter the code LadyLovin and you're going to get a free one month supply and
which
free shipping,
awesome.
Which is awesome.
Like everything is so free, which is so cool.
I love actual free shit.
Me too.
I love free shit when it's good. So it takes time to it takes time to actually... You know,
work.
Restore your actual hair.
So this is not an overnight celebrity. This is it's like a celebrity that will grow, like Jennifer Lawrence. You know, she was like in Winter's Bone, an indie flick, and then 4 years later, she's making so much fucking money.
I thought that she got nominated for an Oscar for her first movie.
She did, but still,
it took longer than a month to make.
Exactly. So we've been talking 3 to 4 months, your hair will be popping, you can be weird like Jillian
and
really
after a month just like feel your bun.
Yeah, less belly fat, less chin acne, and amazing hair.
I've never had chin acne.
you have perfect skin.
Thank you.
Okay, that was
your time.
30 seconds.
So who's your lady?
Well, I've got a few of them, to be honest.
Okay. We'll give you two.
But it sounds a bit like a cliche, I guess. But, you know, my sister is incredibly special in my life.
Oh, we love sisters. We all have sisters.
Yes, you
all
do.
Yes.
I love a man with a sister.
Me
I've decided I'm only dating men with sisters.
You have to.
It's a new thing.
It's true. Must have sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
what's your sister's name?
Linda.
Linda. Much easier to pronounce. Yeah. I'm like, where was Linda born?
Yes, indeed. No, she was actually born in Greece as well. So, it's a bit of an easier name. But no, she's younger than I am. She's 3 years younger. But she's very, very supportive in everything that I do. And she understands where I'm coming from. We've been, you know, as you know, our life at the moment is about the actual company. And
so is she partnered with you in this company?
She actually, to be actually very honest, she was one of the investors.
Oh, cool. I love a family business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, we have a lot of friends and family involved, you know, in the business that believe in it. But yes, my sister is very, very special. Of course, my mother and my girlfriend as well that are very supportive.
I love a shout out to all the special ladies in the life.
Yeah. In terms of famous woman, recently I was actually inspired by Oprah. To be honest,
she's the best.
You know,
we love Oprah.
You know, she's changing the world, and
she really is.
You know, with her
she's got a great head of hair.
I know, actually, she does.
I mean, she's a pretty
happy
amazing.
To send her some. Actually,
Oprah Gal, if you're listening, there's a
code.
There's a code.
You can get free product.
Do you think that Oprah can just type in Oprah on any site and it's just free automatically?
Probably.
Like,
probably
it just has to be free.
Definitely. That's a great idea.
We haven't had someone shout out Oprah yet, that's pretty. She's like, you know,
Oprah.
The queen. She's Oprah. So
she's changing people's lives with simple messaging, and I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah,
she's very empowering.
Yeah,
in that sense. So, I saw a recent video of her, you know, and it inspired me. So
cool.
Yeah.
We dig.
So that's great.
Cool. Well, this was really awesome. I love
and informative.
Science. I love a science.
Yeah,
episode.
I love a science episode too.
Like,
I love people that love science.
Dig it. Everybody loves science.
It's because people don't know that much about it. So it's very interesting.
Science was my favorite subject in school.
Me too.
I loved it. I was terrible at math, weirdly good at physics, but I don't know why.
And consumers nowadays, they're much more educated, and people want to see proof.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, definitely. You don't want to take something and you don't know anything about it.
Or yeah.
You
just, I'm going to start taking this right now.
Me too. I'm going to gobble this up. With
oh yeah, you guys, it's you do need to take it with food.
Yes, take it with food. The reason why is because there's some fat soluble ingredients, so it basically gets better absorbed with with fat. So take 4 pills a day. That's the recommended dosage. For maximum results, you can take 2 in the morning, 2 at night, or you just set the alarm in the morning and take 4 at the same time. It's
down.
Very, very healthy for you.
Take it with your other vitamins. Take it with your birth control. Take it alone. Take it whatever. Whenever you can take a pill, remember.
You can even skip some of the vitamins. There's a vitamin profile in this particular formulation as well.
Great.
And our listeners can find Nutrafol on Instagram at Nutrafol, NutraFol. And you can follow, I can't pronounce his name. He's sitting right next to me, so
it's
I'm looking at Lowe.
I'm happy to
you're going to have to tell. Georgios.
So it's Georgios Tsetis, Georgios Tsetis. That's my personal Instagram.
He's a model, too.
Thank
you
guys.
Go there.
Sorry about that. I'm horrible at pronouncing even, like, normal.
Linda.
Linda's hard for me too. So, but yes, follow him on Instagram. There's some really sexy photos, a lot of great hair pics. And follow Nutrafol to get the latest updates.
Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember to subscribe to Lady Lovin' for more fun every Monday, and we will chat with you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.